is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. He is a producer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. His other movies include Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, and The Corporation Nation. You may see The Corporation Nation at thecorporationnation.com. His other websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and clint4p.com. And that's the numeral 4 and P. Okay. We were talking about the TSA.
Oh, yes, we are, aren't we? It brings the chills, the butterflies to my stomach thinking about the experience, actually. Like I said, I have a new respect for rape victims and people who have been forced to do things. Again, the importance of consent is that consent is always voluntary. Consent under no circumstances can be forced upon you, because consent, again, is a natural realm. When consent is presumed or manufactured, as government does, then it is no longer really consent. It has to be, of course, informed consent. So you can't consent to something you don't know about or understand. So in every rape case, I guess it's good to say this, in every rape case, you're always going to have one of the creepy creepy defending attorney is always going to try to establish the fact that the woman consented to the rape, okay? Because what the woman might have done is agreed to be raped so that she didn't get harmed or killed.
Oh, so yikes.
So an agreement to rape or an agreement to being molested is simply not fighting back in order to save. So it is agreeing under duress. You cannot consent to something under duress, but you can agree to something. And we, of course, agree to every law that government creates under duress. That is a political right. So our natural state of consent cannot be forced. It is always must be voluntary. It always must be informed. It always, just like any contract, it always must be acquiesced to, completely understood, and have a meeting of the minds. In any rape, there is never going to be a meeting of the minds, yet the woman might agree to it, again, to not be harmed. Okay, so I went through this process of non-consent, but I agreed to be harmed or to be molested, felt up, whatever you want to talk about it, screened, as they call it. I agreed under duress to stand there and let them put their hands all over me, again, in front of a police officer who was witnessing the whole thing. And that does not constitute in any way my consent to the process, so that must be first understood. I agreed to show my license to the guy sitting up front. I did not consent to it. I agreed under duress because I knew I couldn't get past without doing it. Okay, I had to have some form of ID, and that was the only ID I had. Okay, that was the only time where I actually felt that I was doing something that was within my, real agreement, that I wasn't really being harmed by the object of the request, which is to identify myself as a passenger, basically. So, that's where the fun stopped. Because now, I was ushered into the line. I put my baggage on the conveyor belt because I have no problem having my baggage screened. I think that is a pretty good thing. And it at least produces an illusion of safety, if not safety itself, which is not bad.
Right.
Oh, there's that commercial thing again.
Yes, we have to go to a commercial break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. This is so disturbing. They don't have this much security in China. Honestly, they don't. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plaques, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and as I mentioned right before the break, they don't have this much security in China. You don't have to go through all of this nonsense in China. You don't have to throw away your water or take off your shoes or any of that nonsense.
No, and I've had several people actually who've read this now, because it's fortunately it's getting passed around, and they've contacted me and said, look, I actually stopped flying because, and one of them was in Canada, they stopped flying to the U.S. because they didn't want to go through this process and felt like they were forced to do so against their consent. So, I mean, it's again, it's tyranny. And we define tyranny in the beginning, the first hour of the show, and that is, again, your these political functions of government. The only way to get around those, of course, is to, again, withdraw any presumed consent and to not accept any political rights. Well, that's exactly what I did. And you're right. I mean, you look at other countries that you would think are much, much, much less free, if you will, than America, and they have nothing of the sort of this type of ridiculous screening process. And honestly, you know, as I entered into this, I had no idea that it was going to escalate into what it did. I had no idea that they would have this kind of one, you know, lust to actually, you know, force their perceived authority upon me. And so I told myself as I was walking in there to stay calm, that you're literally just standing up for your rights. I have a lot of confidence since I've learned all this, and I understand what a right is. And so I had a lot of confidence. I was very calm in my action. I never, you know, raised my voice to a point of yelling, but never, you know, never was perceived as violent or angry or anything else, just asking questions, basically. And so I put my bags down, they go through the screening process, and I walk towards the metal detector, and on the right is the full-body scanner, which, you know, we can go into that if you want. The reasons that I will not ever go anywhere near those things is because they literally destroy, you know, there is no safe dose of radiation, first of all, but those things are known to literally twist your DNA, destroy it. They're cancer-causing machines. So I will not ever submit myself to that. And I included that information, the quotes, actually, which are stuff that I used to hand out at airports to try to make people not to, you know, go through that machine. Anyway, I was directed to stop and go into the full body machine. And I said, well, no, I don't want to do that. I don't consent to that. And she said, oh, so you want to opt out? And I said, well, absolutely not. That's a legal term. I'm not acting in a legal capacity or traveling under commerce. So I'm just going to say I don't consent to the full body machine. I'll go through this metal detector here and then I'll be screened. Of course, I got the confused looks like, what? You're bucking my authority? So I started walking through the metal detector and was stopped. And they said, no, you can't go through there. And I'm like, well, why not? I've been going through there since birth. I mean, it's always been in the airport. Why would I not be able to go through here now? It's a metal detector. Well, no, you have to opt out. You have to opt out. What are you doing? You have to follow our cues. You have to be herded like a sheep into the legal process, the rights that we're granting you, you know, these political rights. And I said, no, I simply don't consent to that. I don't consent to be patted down. And, of course, they're yelling, opt out, opt out, opt out, opt out. And they're excited, you know. It's an excitement that's going on because the opt out, opt out. We get to feel somebody up. So I say, no, I don't consent to a pat-down. I have no desire to be touched by you. And so, I said, I'm going to walk through the metal detector. And they said, no, you can't do that. And I asked them specifically multiple times, are you detaining me? And each one of them said, no, we are not detaining you. Am I free to go? Well, yes, you're free to go. So I walked through, or tried to walk through the metal detector, and the other TSA agent put his hand up and touched my chest, which is against the law, and against their powers that they actually have, because they're not supposed to touch you without consent. And so I said, well, what are you doing? Are you detaining me? No. Am I free to go? Yes. So I walked through the metal detector, and at that point, I was screened. Right. I was properly screened, and so was my luggage. So I caused a fury at that point because I had actually told them that I was screened as opposed to them telling me, and they just aren't used to people standing up for their rights. So he gets on his radio, and he calls the police, and he tells me, no, I have to be patted down. I can't go anywhere. I can't touch my luggage. And again, I ask, are you detaining me? No. Am I free to go? Yes. So I put my hands, I broke the cardinal sin, you know, and I put my hands on my luggage. And then all the TSA, oh, you can't touch your luggage, you can't touch your own property, no, it has to be screened properly. I said, it just went through the machine, what are you talking about? Anyway, you know, I go through this whole process, they take my luggage, they re-scan it for some reason, I guess they weren't looking the first time, and eventually, the police officer and the guy in a suit and tie, which is the TSA manager, comes over. And the police officer starts asking me to show her ID and to, you know, basically cooperate, telling me I should cooperate. And before I knew it, I was telling her, no, I don't consent to any of this process. I've been properly screened. Before I knew it, she got this angry sort of almost testosterone-filled look about her, and she starts going, you want to go to jail? Do you want to go to jail? Do you want to go to jail? And I'm like, well, how do I answer such a question? I mean, why would anybody say yes, first of all, that they want to go to jail? I almost laughed because she was actually a really pretty, a blonde girl. And I was like, well, have I broken any law? And I kept asking her to show me any law that required me to do anything that they were taking, which, of course, is the proper response to anyone who claims authority. Show me your proof of claim. Show me the law that requires me to do what you're asking. And I'd be glad to do it. So very important for people that are listening, never refuse to do anything. Only state clearly that before you proceed to do the action that is being asked of you, you need to see the law that requires it.
That's important.
You're not refusing an order. You're simply saying, prove your claim that you have the authority to do so. And of course they can't, because there is no law, and I knew that. So all of a sudden she rushes at me, and she grabs my wrist and my arm, and she forces it behind my back and puts me into a hold.
Oh, my word!
And she starts pressing up on it, and I don't know what she was thinking at this point. I couldn't see, of course, what was happening behind me now, and I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? What did I do? Have I broken a law? Asking all the correct questions. And I still didn't get angry or upset, because at this point I'm building a case. I mean, at this point I'm like, okay, this is perfect. These guys are going to act. And I told her, if you keep doing this, you're acting outside of your authority. You're acting under color of law, and you're everything you're doing is under your personal capacity. I told each and every TSA agent that you're acting outside of any perceived authority of law. And you're acting now under color of law, and that means that anything you do to me, any touching or anything, you're doing as a sentient being, a human. You're not doing it under your office, and I will sue you personally your property. So this was very clearly stated over and over. Anything you do will be on your personal capacity, not under color of law, not under protection of any legal or federal office. Do you understand? And I kept saying that over and over. So here I am sitting, or standing, I should say, with my arm behind my back, and as she gets angrier and angrier, because she doesn't have anything to do now. She's done it, but she can't really say I'm under arrest. She can't say she's detaining me. She has no probable cause or suspicion to do anything. So she just gets angry, and she starts pushing my arm up harder. Apparently, from what my traveling companion said, is that the other police officer that was with her, which apparently he acted lawfully, came up to her and tapped her on the shoulder and must have told her that she had no standing at all, because, she didn't say anything. She just held me there with no reason whatsoever. So this is a completely illegal and unlawful act, and I'm going to be suing her personally for that act, because she was not acting under her office. And I will be placing liens on her salary, on her property, and any assets that she has, including the TSA agents. The important thing about this is that I'm going to be suing these men and women as persons, as right. Natural men. I can't sue the TSA. I'll never get anywhere. So instead, what I want to do is set a precedent for all people, and to get it. Why I'm talking about this on the radio is because I want people to understand that they can, under any circumstance an illegal act that has been forced upon you, and especially this type, where violence is involved and molestation, or battery, if you will, you don't have to sue the government. You can sue the person doing it, because they're responsible. Under no circumstances is a man not responsible for their actions. You just have to prove that to a jury.
Right.
So that's who I'm going to be suing. And once I do this, and once I'm successful, or if I'm successful, this will set a precedent that all people will hopefully be able to use, and it will hopefully set a knowledge within the TSA agents and police that they can no longer harm people under the color of law, and maybe they'll stop touching people altogether.
Right. All righty, we are going to break, and when we come back, we'll take some calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And something that you said earlier about a friend in Canada that just stopped flying because he didn't want to subject himself to the TSA or to any regulations. And back in 1969, there was a gentleman, a Dr. Day, that was disclosing all of these things that were going to happen within the next few decades. And a Dr. Dunnigan recorded this lecture. And one of the things that he said was that travel restrictions will occur. It will be considered a privilege. People will need permission and a good reason to travel. And under the skin implantation device will be developed, coded specifically to identify each individual and make them viable to surveillance by providing radio signals. So, and this was back in 1969.
Well, and if you think about it, you've already got that because you've got that device in your driver's license. You've got that device in your passport. It's under the skin. It's just not the living skin. It's the artificial skin of your so-called identification. And the other important aspect of that is he used the wrong word. He used the word travel. Travel will never be restricted. Okay? Travel is a natural right. Let me just give you a few examples from court cases. The use of the highway for the purpose of travel and transportation is not a mere privilege, but a common fundamental right which the public and individuals cannot rightly be deprived. Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago. The right of the citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property therein, either by carriage or by automobile, is not a mere privilege which a city may prohibit or permit at will, but a common law right. which he has under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thompson versus Smith. I can go on and on and on. The right to travel is a part of the liberty of which the citizen cannot be deprived without due process of law under the Fifth Amendment. There we have some issues. Kent versus Dulles. You know, it's a well-established common law right, the right of travel. So what they do is they try to trick you into becoming such things as a passenger. Okay, a passenger is now acting in commerce, basically. So they avoid the word travel at all costs. You're driving, you're not traveling. So the driving can be restricted, traveling cannot. So the gentleman you were referring to is absolutely right. He just used the wrong term. He used the natural term instead of the political term.
Right.
And again, we give up our natural right to travel for the political right to drive or to be a passenger on an airline.
Right.
So
we do have some I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but
we do have some callers lined up.
Great.
All righty, let's take Steve. He's been waiting for a while. Steve in Colorado, welcome.
Hi, Dion.
Hi.
And, Cliff, great show. We need to hear things like this more often. I just had a couple of questions, and I know what he's talking about, Cliff, with the drivers versus travel. I actually tried to look for the document that a friend of mine gave me, and it's pretty informative. It's got every court case about free travel. Now, if you have a trailer on your car or your whatever pickup truck, could the TSA say that well, you got a cargo trailer, or are you still in the travel mode? What I'm saying is, you still have to explain to them that you're in travel. Or if you still have a driver's license, aren't you still incorporated with the DC Corporation or DMV, and basically they could harass you even more if you show them your license or something like that?
Sure, and you know, I'm in a sort of a dangerous place right now because I'm in the process of getting rid of all of these things. Technically, I'm still on paper as citizen. Now that I've realized the consensual aspect of it, I will never admit to being a citizen when it counts. In other words, in commerce. Remember, driving is commerce.
Right.
Just because you have a trailer, transporting your personal property does not put you into commerce. Now, let's take a friend of mine. 12 years ago, he used, you might want to write this down, he used Social Security Administration form, SSA-521. Very important form, because what that does, a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to send my Social Security card back and tell them I don't want it. Well,
right.
The number is not the card. The number is the number, without the card or with the card, whether you lose the card or you don't have the card. So you actually, what you're doing is withdrawing the original application. It's as if the Social Security Trust that's designated to you never existed. That is going to be in the process of doing. Now, at that point, I've cut the strings. I no longer am attached to any form of Social Security number because I've made it basically a non-existent thing. If the original application never existed, I no longer am a person. Okay, at that point, since my driver's license is attached to my Social Security number, my driver's license doesn't exist, and all I have to do is send in a little notice to the driver's license bureau, the DMV, stating that my driver's license does no longer exist. It's not that I'm asking you to relieve me of my contract, the agreement that I signed to follow your rules. It's that I'm telling you that my license is no longer valid. I'm demanding, not asking. Okay?
Well, Cliff,
I'm going to get rid of my...
Cliff. I'm sorry. Cliff, what's that? SSA-521?
521. Yes.
I got another question if Dion even keep me on after.
All righty, we'll keep you over and you can talk to Clint when we come back. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. And I recommend that you look at thecorporationnation.com, which explains, in fact, that the United States is a corporation. That film is at thecorporationnation.com. And we had Steve on the phone. And Steve, I do have that form SSA-521 posted at on my schedule page for Thursday, May 9th.
Well, now, we can't,
PDF file.
We certainly can't stop there, because once you do that, just a real quick note, also look up IRS Form 56. Because IRS Form, once you've canceled your subscription to the Social Security, you've cut that tie, suddenly you're not a taxpayer anymore, and you have to notify the IRS that you want to cut their strings as well. So IRS Form 56 states that it is to notify the IRS about changes, any changes, in the fiduciary relationship. That's the relationship between you as a taxpayer and the IRS. This, of course, is based on the Social Security. The reason you're liable for IRS taxes is because you have a trust account with the Social Security. A fiduciary manages assets that belong to another person or organization. Well, you've just cut that person. And Form 56 is filed at both the start and the end of the relationship. So your relationship with the IRS is ending. Therefore, you must file Form 56 that states such. There's also the fiduciary can also file Form 5495, which removes, that's 5495, IRS form, to remove any future responsibility to pay debt on that particular estate that they've created. So there you go.
Well, Cliff, am I still there?
Yes.
Can you
hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Thanks for that info. I guess if anybody's collecting a benefit retirement or such, they can't really do that, right?
Well, that's the selling point. You know, if I'm trying to sell you something, I'm going to sell you the benefits. Like we said in the beginning, I'm going to sell you positive rights. Positive. So I'm going to give you these really minuscule benefits of retirement. In the meantime, I'm going to completely enslave you and force you to accept all of my government-granted rights. Again, the right to be in prison, to be taxed, to be all these things. So you have to decide whether being a citizen is worth getting $800 a month at the end of your life.
Well, that's true. You gotta literally have a backup plan before you say I'll sell
sure.
a visa to all such benefits or whatever. Now I got another question. You know, these TSA people, they act as though they're some kind of authority, and I would say even some police officers, the way they try to provoke you. They're very provocative. They're very, like, you know, pushy and, you know, touching you, like you said. And this is a violation. Now you see how Janet Reno over there, what's her name, Janet Napolitano, was kind of like trying to pass something or have these scanners scan your behavior, you know, your behavior. And it has a technology to actually scan your, I would say, you know, Cliff, isn't there a way that we could, or the American people, pursue something to an extent of evaluating their behavior when you're provoked by them or violated by them, because they're not acting right?
Well, you know, it's like I said, the greatest lie ever sold is this concept of freedom and citizenship, and citizenship, you know, gets you these benefits. What I've come to understand, and I say that this is the step of going beyond, you know, activism, becoming self-aware that you're human, that you're a man. But then the self-actualization process, that's the most important step, because after you've learned all this stuff, then suddenly you're actualizing your manhood, your mankind, your participation as being a human, and you're saying, no, under no circumstances am I ever an artificial person. Government can only talk to and deal with artificial persons. I am never, ever in my life ever going to be artificial again. This is why I will be filing these forms and getting rid of all forms of citizenship and becoming a national.
Cliff, I have a friend that literally uses the term living vessel and doesn't use the word human, because I think in a Black Law's dictionary it's a different term, and if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
It you know, it comes out to be it means sea dog or something like that.
Yeah, I don't like the word vessel so much. I mean, if you think about it, technically, you know, what we're finding out is that all courts are courts martial. In other words, they're military courts, all your federal courts, all of these. So you think about it, you have a governor. In Canada, the governor is called governor general. We have lieutenant governor. We have officers. We have...
I know where you're going with this. Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
It's the maritime law, and you're the ship that pulls in. You're the vessel that comes from shore into... Is that what you're going with that, right?
Well, basically, and what you've got is the United Nations is in the process through this, all this Agenda 21 and NAFTA and everything. They're in the process of transforming the land of the United States into what are called... superhighways, which connect to free trade zones, and these are all under maritime law. They're international zones and no longer the United States, and they refer to those as water under maritime
So they're actually changing it now, right? And they're going full force, and because they probably know that people are becoming aware of such, you know.
Oh, I feel that. I don't know if I'm exaggerating or not, but I do feel like there is sort of a consciousness happening that people are actually starting to really grasp. As I'm, you know, in my own journey, others are in the same journey. It feels
well, you
that
know
way.
What, Cliff? You're right, because I bumped into somebody and made friends with this guy at a park, and he's catching on to this, and he's
okay.
Gone up before,
Steve,
and people, thank you.
Steve,
okay, go ahead.
Steve, we do have a bunch more calls. So,
well,
to answer
the previous question, what I have found is that there is only one power in the individual, and that is the self. In other words, there's no heroes out there. You know, only you can be your own hero. Only you can stand up for your own rights. No one else can. No government can. And so the real power is in the individual. It is in the man, never in the group or the body politic. In fact, that's what equal rights does, is create one giant, takes 330 million individual voices and creates one voice that can then be represented by government. So everything is basically taken, you know, all the individual opinions are represented as one voice, and we don't have a choice about what government does. And that's because they have the presumed consent that we are all citizens, basically.
Right. All righty. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna and Cliff, and thank you very much for letting me appear on your show.
Okay. And your question or comment?
Well, first, I want to compliment you for the great array of guests that you've brought to the radio waves on your show. Today you've got great Chris, Clint Richardson, you had Sovereign Man Burt, and they're all bringing great and valid true points of law to your show to enlighten the listeners. I think this is just marvelous.
Well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate it.
If I might offer you, Clint, a case that's currently working its way through the United States District Court of Central District of California, it's number 8:12 CD Charlie Victor 01702-SJO-SH Sam Henry. And it is a Bivens type of action under Title 42, 1983, against several TSA agents at the John Wayne International Airport, for one Mr. Melvin Anthony, Jr. He happens to be associated with another law study group, kind of like yours and Sovereign Man Burt's. We're all striving for the same thing, to find the keys to obtaining our freedom and liberty of our natural rights to separate us from this conspiratorial corporate government that has seized control of our lives.
Well, you know, it's good to hear that other people are doing this. Again, we decided, my little group of peers, you know, we decided that the only way to really go about this is to actually go after the individuals that trying to sue government in a court that is run by government is pretty much a lost cause. And so I do hope that, I'd like to go after that aspect. Thanks for the case, by the way. I did write that down. I'd really like to go to, after this case, I'd like to go and sue the government, not for money or not for remedy, but actually there's a, I can't remember the name of the type of case, but you can actually sue government and force them to answer your questions. In other words, I want you to describe what a passenger is, and at what point during the process are you a passenger? Is it when you step on the plane? Am I a passenger with the TSA? Because I don't have a contract with the TSA. Am I a person? Am I this? And I'd really like to do that form of case where, and that's why I said, you know, people shouldn't be afraid to sue the government, because there's all forms of, different forms of court cases and methods of lawsuit, and some of those are just purely informational, which can be used then later in a real, you know, type of case. So
I think you might be alluding to is some sort of judicial determination to a point of law. I think rod-class.com has done a couple of things in that particular vein. I say, we all have to learn from one another and share information between ourselves for the benefit of us, because it's them against us. It's the legal barred, esquired noblemen who are conspiring to violate your rights. They use judicial bench guides as a conspiracy to violate our rights and to oppress the people and to obstruct justice and deny them due process of law, statutorily and procedurally, as well as common law due process of law.
Well, yeah, and remember, though, this is why I was so adamant about what a right is, because they're not only depriving you of rights, they're forcing rights upon you, and there's that distinction that needs to be made, because the concept of a right is not something necessarily voluntary. If it's a political right, government is striving to force it on you as opposed to protecting your natural rights. So it's, I mean, it's in the best interest of government to protect your political rights, because it is your political rights that allow government to really screw you over.
Right. You're absolutely correct. I thank you so much for your contributions. That Melvin Anthony case came from the We Study Law group, so we're all working together for the same thing. Thank you so much, Deanna, for having these great, needed, learned men of the law to enlighten us.
Well, thank you, Chris. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
All righty, let's take Larry in Florida. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you. You know, the true meaning of the Miranda case is where constitutionally protected rights are involved, there could be no legislation or rulemaking that would abrogate or derogate those rights. That's the true meaning of Miranda.
Well, I would say this when it comes to Miranda rights. If you think about what a Miranda right is, it is a political right. So if a cop pulls me over and he arrests me, and by the way, this police officer never read me any rights, never said I was under arrest. She just grabbed me. And eventually I got out of her hold because she couldn't hold me. I'm kind of a big guy. And said I wasn't resisting. But a Miranda right, really, if you think about it, is not a right that you might accept. Because, what, like, for instance, if I were to put you in handcuffs and I were to tell you that anything you say or do can be used against you in a court of law, would you say, oh, that's great, let's have a discussion, I accept that right that you've just bestowed on me? Well, see, my response would be like, I don't understand. I don't want that. Why would I accept that as a right? So a lot of these things, including Miranda rights, can be a double-edged sword.
I wasn't referring to Miranda rights. I was referring to the true meaning of Miranda.
Okay.
That's okay. So Miranda rights, you know, it's kind of a generic from that one case. But it's really a misnomer. But what I wanted to find out is, maybe I came in late, but, you know, you got this officer honk-tied you in the back. What was the end result? Did you make the flight?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I, you know, she had me, and she kept pressing harder and harder, and it actually harmed me. I mean, my arm was hurt for about 2 weeks, and it still seems to be out of place. And eventually she pressed too hard, and I mean, my natural response, not a physical response, but my natural response was to twist out of it. Because, I mean, she didn't have the strength to hold me, even with the pain. And I turned around, I put my hands up to my side, very, very, you know, to my shoulders, and I said, I'm not resisting. And she said, yes, you are! And I said, no, you've offered me nothing to resist. And as I said, I think that her partner might have come up and said, look, you're really screwing up right now. I'm not sure. I couldn't see or hear what he had said to her. But he tapped her on the shoulder at some point and said something. I don't know what. And I commend him if that's what he did. So at that point, she backed off. And I was a little messed up emotionally at that point. But I kept my calm and kept my confidence. And at that point, they finally talked me into going over to where other passengers could get through the screening area because they only had one open. And by the way, the passengers were yelling at me that they were against me, not what they were doing.
Oh, shame on them.
Right. They were telling me, they even used the word a-hole in front of all their children and, you know, called me that. And
I
didn't respond.
Gosh.
So they pulled me over, and that was when it took about 45 minutes total time. I'm guessing, I don't know really, because I lost track of time when my hand was hogtied, but that is when the TSA agent actually, they kept asking me or offering to screen me or to pat me down, and I said, no, 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 I don't consent, anything you do will be in your personal capacity, you're acting outside of your authority, and as he was saying, you know, they have a script that they basically have memorized, okay, now I'm going to touch you at your ankle, and my hands were going to go up, and they're going to meet where your torso is. And I said, well, actually, my torso is above my belt. It doesn't start there. That's my balls. And I said, no, you cannot touch me. I'm going to touch you, and, you know, do you have any sensitive areas in your body? He said, yes, my whole body is sensitive. You don't have my consent to touch. Over and over, he told me what he was going to do, and I said, no, you cannot touch me. I don't consent. But see, again, I agreed to, under duress, I put my hands up so that he could do what he needed to do. Doesn't mean I consented to it. I physically, verbally stated that I do not consent. So everything he was doing was, again, outside of his jurisdiction or authority, witnessed by a police officer, and technically it was assault and battery or molestation, whatever you want to call it. So that's what happened. And finally, you know, he did the rubber gloves, put them through the machine, and said I was properly screened. So this whole time I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to sue the heck out of you.
All righty. We're going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and then we'll take Jim from Missouri. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
It. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Yes.
PSA. When I was, oh, there you go. You can go to my blog, or you can just search Molested, My Unlawful Encounter with the TSA, and you can read the entire account of what happened. And I suggest it because it is the proper way to respond to demands made unlawfully. And again, you never refuse the demand. You simply ask for the law that requires me to follow the demand.
All righty.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. Let's take our last caller here, Jim in Missouri. Jim, welcome to the program.
Deanna?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Is it Cliff or is it Clint?
Clint.
Clint. Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Like Flint, hard as steel.
Yeah. Deanna, you are my hero. I've been down all the rabbit holes for about the last 23 years, and it was your program teaching the truth about what really happened in World War I and World War II that really kind of clinched it all together for me, and I am so thankful. And you are so important to the world right now. Clint, you are absolutely on the right path. If there was ever a defining moment in world history where a people became free, that was right after the Declaration of Independence and King George accepting it.
Yeah, and of course the Declaration was such a different type of concept than the actual Constitution. Declaration is actually a beautiful document. The Constitution, unfortunately, did not follow in the way of the concept of the Declaration. But the Declaration itself is actually fantastic.
Well, and I am totally with you. If there's going to be any government constructed, it has to be by the consent of those that want to be governed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't consent, and that's what I preach, I don't consent.
Well, you preach basically self-government. Unless I do something outside of the capacity to where I'm harming someone or their property, then I can self-govern myself.
Exactly. I mean, the way that I look at it is pretty simple. I have duties to my fellow man,
yes.
And that includes women. I'm using that, generically.
Generically, mm-hmm.
I have a duty to defend my fellow man's freedom and liberty, and I have an obligation not to harm him. And outside of that, that's it.
And I feel it is my duty to do exactly what I'm doing right now, which is to be on the radio, explain what happened, and tell other people what I'm going to do, and hopefully do it so that other people don't have to go through what I went through.
Keep going, Clint, and thank you so much. Don't ever stop, Deanna.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. And thank you, Clint, for being on the program today. Our time is up. It just goes by so rapidly.
It does. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.